I'm Mike Breen, Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society, and I'm talking with Anthony Bellin, who's an Educational Courseware Specialist at Hawks Learning Systems, and we're talking about Hawks and its booth at the upcoming Joint Mathematics Meetings. Anthony, why should the meeting attendees come visit your booth?
Great. Thanks so much, Mike. Again, my name is Anthony. I'm with Hawks. I welcome everyone to the conference this year. I hope it's a wonderful event for everyone and everyone gets quite a bit out of it. I hope everyone will come to, and I encourage everyone to come to the Hawks booth during the conference for a few reasons. So first and foremost, I think it's a wonderful opportunity to learn a little bit more about what we offer for you and your students, specifically in terms of our software. So our software is typically used as an automated homework and testing system. You can see specifically some of the different really neat features that we think have revolutionized student learning, just in terms of the error-specific feedback that we provide students for commonly missed mistakes, as well as step-by-step solutions, and all these other tools that we think can really help students along in the right direction instead of getting frustrated and unmotivated and so forth, as we certainly see them. In addition to learning a bit more about our software, we also are going to have some really exciting events throughout the course of the conference, so I'll just name three of these here briefly, but if you stop by at any time, certainly there's probably something going on. So during the grand opening, we're going to have a caricaturist. It's sort of a fun little thing that you're more than welcome to participate in. During the conference, we'll also have a calculus feedback table, so our authors will be there for our calculus series and love to hear your thoughts and opinions and suggestions about what they may have. And then lastly, on Wednesday at 5:30 in the Mission Hills Room, we're going to have a full demonstration of the software. So it's going to go in detail through all the different features and components. We'll talk also about how other schools across the country have incorporated our software in various ways and have seen student success and improved learning outcomes. At that demonstration, we're going to be raffling off a new iPad mini. So I certainly hope that you're the lucky winner, if you will.
And you don't mean me, the lucky winner. You mean the people listening through your interview. Okay.
Exactly.
So you've said a lot about Hawks. Are there any other things that you'd like people to know about the company?
Yeah. One of the things that I think is so important about our system is that we take a distinct mastery-based approach or pedagogy to student learning. And what we've seen time and time again is it truly motivates students to not only learn the material, but perhaps even to like math. I think in this day and age, certainly, that's an accomplishment in and of itself. And our software has been proven to do that. We are going to have some instructors, of course, at the conference who have used Hawks for quite some time, and they'll be on hand to speak to anyone as well if you'd like to learn more and, of course, speak to a peer about how he or she has actively incorporated our software into the course.
Being a former teacher myself, I remember, pen and pencil grading and wondering why students didn't master something because you didn't get immediate feedback in the classroom in those days. So I guess this really offers a lot to the mathematics community, your systems.
Yeah, that's a really great point, Mike. So often as educators, you obviously want the best for your students and you want to help them in every way that you can. And in the status quo, sometimes it's simply not feasible to either collect and grade paper and pencil homework. And even if you did have that time, which I know is becoming increasingly limited, it seems, then, of course, the next step is for students to receive the annotations, receive the comments you make, and pay attention to them. We were all students at one point, and I certainly know how tempting it is to look at the grade on a sheet of paper and send it straight to the recycling bin or the bottom of their backpack and not really take in some of the feedback that you as an instructor and educator have spent so much time putting forth and putting into. So with our software, we identify immediately whether a student's incorrect or correct. And those times when students are incorrect, we don't just simply tell them they're wrong. We tell them specifically why they're wrong for commonly missed mistakes. And of course, if you had an infinite amount of time as an educator, this is what you would ideally like to do, is to be available for each student at his or her home or place where he or she might be doing homework and help them along. Of course, this is unrealistic, so we do our best to incorporate all the suggestions, the feedback, the help that instructors and professors across the country have given us in the last few decades, really, so that when students come up to that roadblock, come up to that obstacle, they're not discouraged and they're given a little more guidance. And we think often not only does that help them in the immediate future with getting the problem correct, but more importantly, learning the material, learning the concepts, and really, again, changing their attitude to how they view mathematics and how they view statistics or really anything quantitative, which sometimes can be a little bit discouraging for students as it sometimes presented.
Just as a suggestion, I know that you could increase teachers' time considerably if Hawks could invent something that would allow no more committee meetings.
Absolutely. It'll be our next big project.
So is there anything you'd like to add, Anthony?
I hope that, again, that the conference is wonderful, everyone. I sincerely hope that the attendees make time to stop by our booth. We have some really exciting things, and it's just a fantastic opportunity to learn more about our company and talk to one of the reps about how our software can be specifically implemented at your school and the different environments and characteristics and factors you have with your students and your department for various ways to increase student success and, of course, student learning outcomes. That's our number one mission, our number one priority at Hawks, is really, you know, increasing the amount of knowledge, the amount of material that students learn, and better preparing them for their future classes and you know, for future endeavors in life.
That's Anthony Bellin, who's an educational courseware specialist at Hawks Learning Systems. Anthony, thanks very much.
Thanks so much, Mike. Have a great day.